Well, will the president-elect's finances raise questions about the fate of the Dakota Access oil pipeline? Yesterday, Native Americans and environmentalists celebrated that decision from the Army Corps of Engineers to seek alternative routes for the nearly complete project, a review that would block the pipeline's construction for months or years and ultimately redirect it from the planned route a half mile from the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. This was a huge victory for the protesters and a major blow to Energy Transfer Partners, the company behind the project. But will a Trump administration reverse the Army Corps? Donald Trump has supported Energy Transfer's plan. The New York Times reports that he owns stock in the company. The Washington Post reports he's sold it, but Trump has said any financial ties have nothing to do with his support. NPR's Nathan Rott is there at the Ocheti-Sakowin camp in North Dakota, where protesters are still camping out. And Nathan, what a turn of events. The protesters were told they needed to evacuate the site, then this announcement. The Standing Rock tribal chairman said the Army Corps decision means they don't have to stay there through the brutal winter. But is that still the thinking? Are they staying?
From everybody that I've talked to, yes. I know that the tribal chairman had said that, but I've talked to other people with the Standing Rock Sioux tribe who have been at the heart of this protest. I've talked to some of the thousands of veterans that are here, some of the environmental groups that are here, and the consensus that I've got from them is that this is not over. They are planning to stay here, dig in, and be here through the winter.
Well, so the Army Corps of Engineers has said that they're going to look for an alternative site. Now, there was an alternative route north of Bismarck, North Dakota. That was considered and rejected previously. So what are the other options?
You know, that's something that a lot of people are asking. There's other places that they could look to put this pipeline. Obviously, that would have to go through an environmental review. The pipeline says, too, that they already went through this process to get the pipeline approved where it is planned to go now, which would be across the Missouri River at the place that people have been protesting and the place that has obviously been stopped as of yesterday. If the pipeline is not approved, though, one of the things that people need to remember is this oil is still going to be moved. The pipeline would move oil from the Bakken in North Dakota, the oil fields that have exploded in recent years, a little less recently with the decrease in oil prices, and it would take it to Illinois where it would be sent to other places. Without that pipeline, the oil is probably going to get sent by freight cars, rail. And anybody that covers that industry and can objectively say, though, that rail car is a far more accident prone to transport oil than pipeline.
Right. So we'll keep an eye on that. But meanwhile, supporters of the plan are calling the decision not to execute it overreach. Representative Kevin Cramer, the Republican from North Dakota, says it's a chilling signal for those who want to build infrastructure. And I can't wait for the adults to take over on January 24th. He's referring to President-elect Donald Trump and his team. So can Donald Trump reverse the Army Corps decision on January 20th?
That's a question a lot of people are asking, and frankly, I don't know the answer to that. That's something that I've been digging into today, calling some environmental lawyers, some people that know this whole realm a lot better than I do. I mean, the sense that I've got from talking to people here that have been following this, that are invested in this, that have been camping at this encampment for months on end, is that Trump will do everything he possibly can to see this pipeline through. And so people here are preparing for that. They think that that is ultimately what's going to happen.
Well, meantime, just in the few seconds we have, Nathan, there's also, you know, controversy as to whether or not Donald Trump still owns stock in the company. But putting that aside, what is the mood there? They are going into a brutal winter. I know they've been building yurts and things. What's the sense of how tough this is going to be?
It was funny. Last night there was fireworks going off in celebration of the announcement, and at the same time people were digging in. There was construction going on, people building new shelters, expanding the camp. I mean, people are excited here. It's snowing really, really hard right now, so yeah. I think people are kind of hunkering down. But yeah, we'll just wait and see.
NPR's Nathan Rott in North Dakota. Nathan, thank you.
Thank you.